You're listening to SBS News.
Reducing superannuation funds isn't an idea Australians are used to hearing. But in a new report released by the Grattan Institute, it argues paying less super now will not negatively affect Australians later. It calls for controversial policy changes, including scrapping the planned increase in compulsory superannuation contributions by workers from 9.5% to 12% by 2025. Chief Executive of the Grattan Institute, John Daly, says increasing super means Australians will lose out in other ways.
Increasing the super guarantee from 9.5% to 12% is not a free lunch. If we do that, then wages will go up by less. If wages go up by less, pensions will go up by less for existing pensioners. In fact, increasing the super guarantee will cost the budget, Commonwealth budget, about $2 billion dollars a year.
The report says most workers today could expect a retirement income of at least 91% of their pre-retirement income, still well above the OECD benchmark of 70%. So, with wages and the pension not increasing, Mr. Daly questions why superannuation should. He says the money is better spent now, during people's working lives.
Yes, people are worried. They are probably, many of them, saving more than they need to and therefore going without whilst they are working. Now, why should people do that? In fact, the interesting thing is when you look at which group in Australian society is least worried about having enough money in retirement, people who are already retired.
Mr. Daly says older Australians tend to spend significantly less money when they retire and do not need the amount of super they make during their lifetime.
Typically what we see for retirees is that the amount of money they spend in real terms stays the same as they retire, and then as they get older through retirement, falls. And falls quite materially by about 15%.
But the report does acknowledge that there are some people who simply don't make enough super. It says a woman in retirement who is renting in Sydney or Melbourne likely won't have enough savings to live comfortably. 77-year-old renter from Melbourne, Susan Lee, is one of those women.
Because my super is quite small, because for many women it's much smaller than it is for men, it is actually depleting at a rapid rate because I have to subsidise my housing.
Experts predict there'll be an increasing number of people in situations like Susan's in the future, as home ownership for over 65s is predicted to decline from 76% today to 57% in 2056. As of 2016, a man in his 60s could expect to retire with average super savings of around $270,000, whereas a woman of the same age could expect only around $150,000. Ms. Lee says the future is unclear for women in a similar position to herself.
Well, I try not to think about it too much and just enjoy day to day, but I know that in about, 6 years' time, my super will have run out. And I will have to look at things like public housing. And so I don't know what the future holds for me and other women like me.
Miss Lee spends almost 50% of her fortnightly income on rent. She says the assumption that retirees don't have as many expenses and therefore require less superannuation is unfair.
Why shouldn't we have a few luxuries in our old age? What does it mean? What's she talking about that we can't sort of do what we want to do, perhaps travel or, people who play golf, that costs quite a bit of money, all those things, looking at that as though we're, in our dotage and just sit at home knitting or something.
Industry Super Australia's Deputy Chief Executive, Matt Linden, says with Australia's ageing population, not increasing the superannuation contribution would be a mistake.
It's very difficult to predict what the future will hold, particularly when it comes to health and aged care costs. Now, it is the case at the moment that the government does cover the majority of those, but looking into the future with an ageing population, these are costs which governments may place on individuals and to foot the bill.
The Grattan Institute also recommends moving the pension age to 70, as people are staying healthier and working longer than ever. But Mr. Linden argues that is a blanket statement and problematic to workers in certain industries.
For many working people, particularly those who are in blue-collar occupations, many of them are struggling at the moment to get to age 65. Often the employment opportunities aren't there for them, and increasing retirement age further to 70, I think would be have a very negative impact.
Amelia Dunn, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.